Hello and welcome to News Flash Weekly, the news podcast where we talk about 5 news stories and 10 minutes. I'm your host, Mason Houghton, and for the first time ever,
I'm your co-host, Liam Webster. This is the second episode of News Flash Weekly. We have 5 news stories today. Let's get started.
Our first story is about a special education teacher that taught a class to make donor blankets after her double lung transplant. Recently, Jackie Dennis, a teacher at Huron High School in Boston, Michigan, received the first double lung transplant in her state because of the damage COVID-19 and giving birth made on her lungs. Although she was grateful to be alive and be able to see her kids grow up, she felt grief for the girl who gave up her life. And she felt sad for the parents and people that knew the girl that helped so much. So, to commemorate her donor and to help more donors after her, Jackie decided to organize a class to teach people how to sew so that they could give warmth and comfort to more donors and parents by making blankets for them. I'm lucky enough to have such a good relationship that I can send pictures of my daughter. I can send pictures of what my students are doing, and I get to show her the impact her daughter has made on me, and her little sisters get to see that. And it's so beautiful, said Jackie. Let's head over to Liam for the next few stories.
Thanks, Mason. This story is sure to make a splash. An underground thermal lake was discovered in Algeria, and it's been named the world's biggest of its kind. Due to certain issues, the research was delayed until 2024 when they returned with funding from the Neuron Foundation. While scanning with a mobile LiDAR scanner and taking measurements, they uncovered Lake Neuron, which is measuring 454 feet in length, 138 feet in depth, and holding over 8,000 cubic meters of water. The LiDAR scanner, quote, allowed for detailed mapping of the underground spaces, end quote. This surpasses Hungary's previously recognized largest subterranean heated lake. The discovery has significant implications for geology and underground ecosystems, highlighting the importance of field research and scientific exploration. Director and co-founder of the Neuron Foundation, Monica Rosa Vondrakova, said, "This achievement underscores the importance of supporting scientists directly in the field, where their expertise and dedication lead to new discoveries. Expeditions like these are vital for advancing science and expanding our understanding of the world around us." This next story is about an extraordinary recovery of an endangered marsupial in Australia. After recent bushfires in Australia, scientists believe that the population of gliders in the mountain range near Sydney's Central Business District would decrease due to gliders eating the leaves from the plants there. You can imagine how shocked they were when they discovered that the population of them had increased by 45%. Now let's head back to Mason for the rest of our stories.
Tunnels drawn by none other than Da Vinci himself, found under a castle after more than 500 years. After being talked about for ages, people finally uncovered secret tunnels that were sketched by famous Italian artist Leonardo da Vinci. The tunnels were found under Savoza Castle by researchers at the University of Milan. These researchers used radars and laser scanners to find the correct spot to dig. After discovering these tunnels, people found drawings that the Duke of Milan commissioned Da Vinci to make. The results were far more significant and intriguing than we had anticipated, said Francesca Bolla, a Polytechnic University architectural historian. The drawings Da Vinci created had shown many hidden tunnels and secrets, including fortifications made to the tunnel and a room which was discovered to be where the Duke's late wife was buried. After these groundbreaking discoveries, Bolo and her team believed that there could be more tunnels that the GPS tools could not detect. They proved themselves right when they found a new passageway and more underground tunnels. That story sure drew my attention. Our last story will leave you sparkling. On Thursday, March 13th, a total lunar eclipse happened, leaving the viewers starstruck. The night and part of the morning of the 13th, the Earth was between the Moon and the Sun, and the Moon passed through what is called the umbral shadow. The Sun has two shadows, the umbral and the penumbral. The penumbral shadow surrounds the umbral shadow. When the Moon passes through the penumbral shadow, it is known as a penumbral lunar eclipse, and it is very faint. When the Moon is in both the penumbral and the umbral shadow, it is called a partial lunar eclipse. But a total lunar eclipse is when the Moon is fully in the umbral shadow. All total lunar eclipses are red because, as you may know, the Sun's light consists of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, but in the umbral, only red can be seen. Most people refer to this as a blood moon, although it's really an orangey-red color. NASA said, anywhere from 4 to 7 times a year, our Earth, Moon, and Sun line up just right to create the cosmic scale shadow show known as an eclipse. The Moon's orbit around Earth is tilted relative to the Earth's orbit around the Sun. This tilt is the reason why we have occasional eclipses instead of eclipses every month. What a bright story!
Well, that wraps us up, folks! Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed.
This has been Newsflash Weekly. I'm your host, Mason Houghton.
And I'm your co-host, Liam Webster.
A big thanks to Liam Webster, our co-host.
Mason Houghton, our host, founder, and head writer.
Isla Baker and Libby Johnson, our co-writers.
Marie Houghton, our group supervisor.
Gia Bernetti, our editor.
And to the Bloomington Public Library for letting us record in their studio.
See you next week.
Bye!